We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It appears the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund bill, which has already passed the House, may face a bumpy road in the Senate. There are reports that some senators are putting up roadblocks. On our newsline, Long Island Republican Congressman Peter King, who helped shepherd the VCF bill through the House. Congressman, what are you hearing about the Senate? What's going on there?
Well, the good news is there are 73 co-sponsors, so ultimately this bill will pass. The bad news is that right now it's being temporarily blocked, certainly by Rand Paul, who actually stood up on the Senate floor today and objected to it going forward. They try to bring it up on an expedited basis, where it can go through almost immediately. But you need unanimous consent, and Rand Paul of Kentucky objected to it. Unfortunately, this is typical of Rand Paul, especially when it comes to issues that he thinks involve New York. There's also reports that Senator Lee of Utah has put what's called a hold on it. Now, that we're not certain of. That's behind the scenes. But we do know that Rand Paul objected today. Now, listen, this has to come to a vote, has to pass. I would just urge Mitch McConnell to get it done as quickly as possible. You cannot allow someone like Rand Paul or Senator Lee of Utah to block the entire Senate from voting on such a humanitarian issue as this. You know, we're not talking about a road or a bridge or a tax increase or a tax cut. We're talking about people's lives here and the lives of their families. So this has to be brought to a vote. Senator McConnell, who runs the Senate, has to find a way to get it through. Again, it'd be different if we were trying to sneak something through. But we have 73 senators have already committed to vote for this. And all you need is 51. So the idea is bring it up for a vote. Unfortunately, Rand Paul could delay it for a while. But we have to make that delay as brief as possible.
You are in the House, but the rules in the Senate say that one individual senator can hold it up, right?
Yes, they wanted to bring it up on what's called like an expedited basis. And to do that, you have to get unanimous approval. And we heard that Mike Lee, Senator Mike Lee, was objecting, but that was behind the scenes. Actually, on the floor, Rand Paul stood up and actually objected. And that really stopped it in its tracks. Now, they can still do it, but it's going to take a few more days, maybe a week or so, 2 weeks the most, but they have to get it done. And each day that goes by, though, people are suffering. People are getting their benefits cut because the fund is running out of money. And to keep the fund viable, the master of the fund has to start making cuts in the money that is being given out. Otherwise, the fund will go broke altogether. So every day that goes by, people are losing benefits. And these are benefits they're entitled to. So we have to make sure it gets done.
As you understand it, what are Senators Paul and Lee and perhaps others objecting to?
They will complain that there's not enough money in the budget or this is not offset by other spending. The fact is, this is considered to be an emergency. Just like when you go to war, you don't have to have all the money to pay for it right away. The money will be there. The idea is to get it through and get it done. And so these are technical budget objections they're raising. And it's just really, I think, certainly in Rand Paul's case, for the sake of being difficult. Mike Lee, I'm more confident that in the end that can be resolved. But Rand Paul, they just may have to steamroll him.
Congressman, I'm hearing not only frustration in your voice, but perhaps anger as well.
Yeah, well, I sort of get tired of Rand Paul. He's done things like this over the years. He somehow enjoys being an obstructionist. And that's great if you're dealing with stuff that don't affect people's lives, if you want to play games. But to be doing this, and again, we know people. We know the men and women who are suffering. We know how the families are suffering. And to allow one person to block them from receiving the relief they're entitled to is just wrong. There's no excuse for it. It can't be defended in any way.
Long Island Republican Congressman Peter King, we thank you for talking about this today.
Very welcome. Thank you, Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.